Phoneboy Speaks, episode 645, Social Media Unreality.
Most likely everybody that listens to this podcast has a smartphone and participates in social media and posts pictures and thoughts and such. And yeah, the smartphones have gotten really powerful over the last several years. I mean, you can take pictures of yourself over and over and over again because you have lots of storage. You have the ability to, add filters, crop things out, and when you're typing text, you can sit there and think about it and, edit it for a long time before you say, okay, I push send, and there you go. So I do this all the time with things, and I'm not saying I'm any better than anybody else at this. I think long and hard sometimes before I post something, and sometimes I don't post stuff at all. With the selfies that I usually take are for my, I end up being for my avatar because I like to change it up periodically. So believe me, I spend probably too much time getting the picture just right because, I want to look good. I'm not trying to portray a reality that's inaccurate, but guess what? The same techniques that yourself use to, try to put your best foot forward whatever image you want to portray or whatever, the mainstream media uses on you too, right? Of course, they have much better tools, and they also have a much wider reach than you do too. So, just be aware of that, right? I mean, this idea keeps coming up on No Agenda from, it seems to be a running theme the last several shows, that social media could very well be a disease, right? And lots of us are sucked into it. But I think one of the points they make is that, you yourself are potentially portraying an unreal reality. And guess what? The mainstream media does it using the very same techniques that you yourself use, which makes them potentially more acceptable to many people. And I've always been skeptical of the mainstream media, so that's not unusual. And it's definitely and he's absolutely right. It is the same techniques because you can apply, leave things out of stories. You can you can add a filter to it. Put a set of facts through Fox News and tell me you get a different story than if you put that same set of facts through MSNBC. So there's definite filters that can be applied to stuff and so, as a consumer of that information need to be aware of that and plan accordingly. And this is not something that is, that a lot of people do, and a lot of people take stuff at face value. And what I'm telling you is that you really need to be careful and think for yourself and, don't just assume that, what you're being told is always 100% on the up and up. You need to verify, trust, but verify is what we say sometimes in information security. It's just the way it is. And that's what you got to do if you want to try and get to the truth. But the point about using social media to portray an image of that's maybe not true. I mean, I think some people do that to an extreme. And I try to be as real as I can, but I also want to look good too. And I realize that sounds potentially hypocritical. But just be aware, right? That you're doing, not only that you're doing this, but that other people are potentially doing it to you. And how does that make you feel? How does it make you think? I'd be interested in your thoughts on this.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.